Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim has successfully petitioned his way onto a statewide primary ballot in August. Ganim, a convicted felon, hopes to ride the momentum all the way to the governor's office. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano brings us the story of Ganim's signature campaign. He walked with the mayor as Ganim asked residents for their support.
We were on Platt Street in Bridgeport a few weeks ago. This was Ganim's home turf, and it felt like it when he knocked on his first door. Out came Carlos Arango. He's 57.
My pleasure.
I can't even believe. I was looking through the window. Mr. Mayor himself is here.
Marie Lacerre was exiting her car and heading for the front door of her home when Ganim showed
up. It's gotten so dangerous over here.
She shook the mayor's hand and then gave him a hard time about crime in the neighborhood. But like Arango, she put her name down in support of a man who was once convicted on federal corruption charges.
We don't even really look at Mayor Ganim for his mistakes or anything like that. Just that we know that he was a great mayor, and the people that voted for him, we believe in him. That's why we went back and voted for him and gave him a second chance.
Ganim left office in 2003. He was convicted on 16 counts that included felony racketeering and extortion. He used city relationships to his benefit so he could net hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of goods. Ganim spent 7 years in prison, but then in 2015, he asked for a second chance. And he was reelected. And now Ganim's on a second chance tour. This time he wants to be governor.
I think Connecticut is very much to the disbelief of some cynics, very forgiving in understanding a state for second chance opportunities and first chance opportunities. I say to people, yeah, for me it was about second chances. For many of us it's about second chances. But I want to make it about first chances for individuals to get a job, to raise their families here, to have a good quality education in our public schools.
Ganim was trounced by Greenwich businessman Ned Lamont for the gubernatorial nomination at last month's state Democratic convention. He didn't get enough support from the delegates, so Ganim needed to petition. That's why he was knocking on doors on Platt Street on a Wednesday night in June. Linda Bowling has lived in the city for 54 years. She's voted Ganim every time he's been on the ballot, and she stuck with him even after the conviction.
Why was it important for you to continue supporting Mayor Ganim?
Why was it important? Well,
her pause wasn't exactly a comfortable one. Ganim stood nearby and rolled his eyes at the line of questioning. But then he regained his focus.
You think I'll make a good governor?
You know, I think you've learned from your mistakes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A week before Ganim got the nod from the Secretary of the State's office, he met the deadline to turn in the signatures to registrar of voters in towns that he performed his petition drive in. The charismatic mayor put on a show right in front of the Secretary of the State's office. He showed up in Hartford with a giant black box. It was filled with pages upon pages of signatures.
Assuming we're right, and these 32,000 signatures qualify me, this will be the first time in history that a candidate for governor or statewide office has qualified by a grassroots campaign from the registered Democrats or the registered voters of the state of Connecticut. I'm very proud to be standing here and announcing that with you today.
Ganim is right, mostly because the petitioning process is relatively new and no one attempted a signature campaign until 2010. Since then, he's one of seven Democrats that have tried to get on the ballot by petitioning. Ganim's the first of those candidates to make a successful attempt. In addition to Ganim making the gubernatorial primary ballot by petition, Bob Stefanowski and David Stemmerman will now primary on the GOP side after successful signature campaigns. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.